This is Fresh Air. Soul singer Curtis Mayfield is probably best known for the soundtrack he wrote for the 1972 movie Superfly. This year he was beginning a comeback in this country, but over the summer during a performance, some stage lights fell on him and left him paralyzed from the neck down. With Mayfield unable to perform, rock and roll historian Ed Ward reminds us of his many contributions in the first of a two-part Mayfield tribute.
As with so many tales of people singing together, Curtis Mayfield's career started in church in Chicago. Young Curtis and his best friend, Jerry Butler, were so good that they traveled with the Northern Jubilee Singers and other gospel outfits before they were out of high school. Afterwards, each had his own group, but when Curtis's parents moved to Chicago's North Side in 1957, Jerry talked him into joining his group, the Roosters. Their big break came at a fashion show, when one of the women there, Vi Muzinski, was so impressed that she called her friend Calvin Carter, who owned VJ Records. There was this kid with this big voice, she told him, and he had this song. For Your Precious Love by Jerry Butler and the Impressions, as the label said, was an extremely important record. Although the Impressions were a vocal group, and you can hear them singing backup, the form of the song, as well as Butler's vocal, is very much ahead of its time. It was one of the first soul songs, and the slow dance summer song of 1958. It also spelled disaster for the Impressions. After the group's two follow-ups failed to hit it all, VJ signed Jerry Butler as a solo artist. The group poked along, but it was to Curtis Mayfield that VJ turned when they needed a hit for Butler.
He don't love you like I love you. If he did, he wouldn't break your heart. He don't love you like I love you. He's trying.
Not only did they get Mayfield's songwriting skills, but that's him duetting with Jerry, and I think playing guitar. Meanwhile, Curtis and the Impressions knew that they didn't stand a chance of success if they stayed around Chicago and let VJ take Curtis's best work. The group relocated to New York, where Curtis got them a deal with ABC Paramount Records, where their very first record showed off what Curtis could do for them.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around campfire light. A lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark, that hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman. She was a gypsy woman.
Gypsy Woman, once again, sounded like nothing else on the radio. In fact, in 1961, its only competition came from VJ, where Jerry Butler's last session with Curtis Mayfield had produced this.
I'm a telling you, I go to work. I try real hard to do my job, but before the day is gone, I find out I've done something wrong. I'm a-telling you, oh, I'm a-telling you, I'm a-telling you, oh, I'm a-telling you, days will get longer and my nights will get shorter and
Curtis wasn't happy with the sound the New Yorkers were giving the Impressions records, and in 1963, he decided to take the group back to Chicago. Two of the members wanted to stay in New York, so the group that returned home was a trio. It proved to be a good move, though, because for one thing, Curtis met an arranger, Johnny Pate, who was to play a major role in his career. The first thing Pate did was to take a rather ordinary gospel-flavored song Curtis had written and turn it into the Impressions' biggest-selling record ever.
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. Have a good time, 'cause it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. We're gonna move it slow. When lights are low, when you move it slow, it sounds like a moan, and it's all right, whoa, it's all right. Now listen to the beat, kind of pat your feet. You got soul, and everybody knows that it's all right.
You've got soul, and everybody knows that it's all right, said the song, thereby introducing a phrase to millions of white listeners. The Impressions had soul, all right, and so did Curtis Mayfield and Johnny Pate. Columbia Records knew this, so they hired Curtis Mayfield as their chief producer in 1963, when they revived their OK Records line to go head-to-head with Berry Gordy's Motown operation in Detroit. A lot of great records came out of OK, and I'll get to them next time, as we look at the later career of Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle.
I want to talk about my baby,
yeah, yeah,
with her pretty smile.
Yeah, yeah.
She's about to drive me crazy,
yeah, yeah,
makes my heart beat wild.
This is Fresh Air.